Now, is this Mr. Crowder?
This is Mr. Crowder, yes.
How are you doing, David? Today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Thank you.
As far as I can tell, anyway.
Thank you for talking to us in Radio Land.
Oh, heck no. Well, thank you all for having me on.
Last time I talked to you, I kind of picked on your beard a little bit, and I felt bad about it later. Ever since then, I've kind of felt bad. You said, yeah, I guess it is a little scraggly, and I thought, man, you know, you're really cool. I appreciate that, and I don't want to talk about that a whole lot, but I did want to ask you, because I was talking to Mark Gregston, who's a fellow Texan and, you know, like parenting today's teens. He's got the ranch there and everything. He's famous for his mustache. When did the whole beard thing start? How'd that happen?
Okay. This story is more epic than it is. It sounds more epic than it is. The year 2000, do you remember that?
Yes.
It was the dawn of a millennium.
Yep.
Y2K was upon us.
Yes.
We were storing like water and stuff. Like, we were worried about the computer shutting down and like everything going awry. Well, it didn't. But I'll tell you this, I took advantage of the moment, and I thought I would do like a spiritual cleansing type situation. And so I went into at midnight, I kissed my wife, and Dick Clark was on TV, and then I went into our bathroom. I shaved my head and my face all the way, everything gone, like Vic Razor, all the hair is gone, and I thought, this would be a good idea. It wasn't. And I didn't tell her about it, and so I came out, and she knew immediately this was terrible, and she's like, looked at me and was like, put it back now.
Wow.
And started feeding me all these prenatal vitamins and made me wash my hair and our face with like horse and man. It's like a shampoo for horses to grow their hair and make it look beautiful. And so anyway, I learned a lesson to not like make, you know, major amendments to your person without running it through your significant other. And so now she's like the keeper of the beard. So I just let it grow. I'm making more of it right now while we're talking. I'm making
very good.
More of my beard. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know. I don't try to amend what's happening unless she brings the scissors out. You know. So this is all her fault at this point.
We just learned more about marriages from you than we do from Dr. Dobson. So that's pretty cool, I think. Really.
Or less than that. I probably trust him. I go with his word over mine.
So, I always see you with a guitar, and which I think the beard is really cool, because that way, if you ever wanted to make it fake, you know, you could be like ZZ Top or somebody. Then you could just take it off, and then you could go incognito anywhere you wanted to.
Another thing we could do is we could sell them at like the merch table. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great idea. I love that idea.
Yeah, maybe it's attached to the hat. Maybe you get a hat, a glasses, beard combo. Maybe that's like a, you know, upsell. Do you want the glasses and the hat, or do you just want the beard? I'll take the whole package. Yeah,
great idea, yeah. Man. I tell you, certainly not the worst idea anybody ever floated across the table. That's for sure.
I'll cut you in on that one. I'll blame you, and we'll reap the benefits. How about that?
Yeah, okay. So you always seen with a guitar, and I knew you grew up playing the piano. You know, as a kid, and you went through all the piano lessons and everything. But in your concerts, you always play the guitar?
I'll poke at anything around me. So it kind of, yeah, mostly guitar, but different forms of it. Strung instrument. Yeah, piano too. So, yes, anything that's available that resonates, I'm kind of poking around at.
You really do that?
I claim piano and guitar is something I'm knowledgeable about. The rest of it, I'm just, doing my best.
Now, I asked you last time, too, about how to describe your music, and you mentioned something like gasoline and something else, and I went for a loop. And so,
gasoline and sweet tea is, I think, what I said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess it's kind of sinking in of what it is.
Well, good deal. So do you have more words to put around it? Because I don't. I'm no better off than when we talked previously, yeah.
Okay, all
I don't
right
either.
So we got
we're still on the same boat.
Sweet tea and the gasoline. That's very interesting. I don't want to scare people away because you're going to be a lot of fun. I'll tell you that.
Hey, nobody's scared of sweet tea.
No.
You got to be careful with matches around the gasoline. That's it. You know,
yeah.
Functional and useful, but you got to be careful where you put it. That'd be it. But sweet tea, everybody loves sweet tea, so that's fine.
Well, tell us about why is this the American Prodigal Tour? Why'd you get that name?
Well, the record's called American Pride.
Right, right. Yeah. I know.
Oh, no. Now, I'm saying the obvious only because I'm terrible at naming things. Like, the first band I was in was called the David Crowder Asterisk Band. That seems, like, kind of too literal.
Right, right.
And so then I go do a solo thing, and what I call it, Crowder, that's kind of, like, pretty straightforward. So if I'm going to do a tour, I'm probably just going to, like, pick the record title and say, this is American Prodigal. And so we started with a 1.0, and then the next two outings we had is like, now it's going to be 2.0 and 3.0. So I'm very remedial in my naming of things.
How about guys in your group now? What can we expect? What kind of guys you got in your group?
Man, it's kind of whoever shows up. I think there's about five of us.
That's
my knowledge. Yeah, I think there's five of us. I had to cut some back because of catering. It's very expensive to feed everybody, so I had to like treat.
And people just want to eat. I don't know what it is about that.
Man, yeah, flat meat. You think it's like cheap, but it's not. I'll tell you this though: the roast beef. You usually get like turkey, ham, and then some sort of beef. And you know when it's time for catering. It's ready is when the roast beef kind of gets like a rainbow sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
When you see that oil strike up the colors of the rainbow, you know it's time. We probably ought to eat this or it's going to get dangerous. And so then you know. And so anyway, just have a smaller band helps with the catering needs and costs. So there's five of us, I suspect.
Nice. Now, you got to tell us, because I've been talking about the Young Escape, and if they're out with David Crowder, they got to be pretty good. But I'm not that familiar with it, so you got to help me out here. The Young Escape, what's up with them?
Oh, man, nobody knows about them yet. That's what's fun about it is they're from the West Coast, and in April we get out on the west side of things, so we'll be in their home country. But they're like little kids, but they're amazing. I mean, the youngest, like the drummer's like 14. I don't know what I was doing at 14, but I definitely was not, like, on tour doing something productive.
Right.
I was trying to get out of my piano lessons is what I was doing. Man, they're amazing. Their whole family is very solid, and the music that they're making, hopefully they'll have an EP out here in the near future. They've got some stuff you can find online, but you gotta be kind of clever to get to it. But they're incredible. Everybody will know about them pretty soon, and we're fortunate to have them out with us right now, and hopefully we'll get to open for them in a few years.
It'll wow, look at you. You're awesome.
Oh, man.
Well,
the
Troy Music Hall is a really beautiful place. I mean, the city of Troy is really old. That's where Uncle Sam came from, just to give you an idea. So, you know,
that's for real?
Yeah, that's for real.
That is too great.
And I think you should dress up like Uncle Sam when you... No, never mind. That's probably not a good idea. But the music hall, they fixed it up. It's one of those places in the town, you know, and, you know, along the Hudson River. And things have been there a long time, you know. People going through things. I mean, it's, you know, it's they need you. They need you, David. They need your music, man. They need
man,
God.
I'm excited to be there. Well, I'm excited to be there. That day is actually, it's my anniversary. So I believe my wife, hopefully things go well, you know, she'll be up there with us. So that'll be my anniversary day there.
Wow.
And we're already excited. Oh, we've checked out of town. We know what we're going to go get into that day. It's going to be good. So I'm looking forward to it and can't wait to be there. And it looks like a cool. I didn't know anything about. I got to tell her about the Uncle Sam thing. She's going to flip out about that. I suspect, though, she might have your idea. Like, I can see her going, oh, you should totally dress up like Uncle Sam.
And then to keep her happy, you might have to do that. Wow.
No, I'm gonna deflect that. I've got some lines I'm going to use that are not going to allow me to do such a thing. But it is a obvious.
You had the beard. You had the beard. You got the beard already. Had it.
Yeah, but I'm like a strange unusual body type, and I just don't see me fitting into a suit of that type
right.
Without some real good tailoring situation. So, it ain't something you go to like the Halloween store and just pick up and try on. It's not a good look. So I'm gonna deflect it.
All right, before I let you go now, because I got to respect your time. How can we pray for you guys on the tour?
Oh, good. goodness gracious, safety, and for, you know, those phone calls to home to be deep and meaningful and to feel that connectivity to the folks that we're, you know, we live life with when we're not on the road, and that there's a synergy and a understanding that we're all in it together, and that would be it, man. Safety too, of course.
Yeah, good deal. Well, it's good talking with you again. Appreciate that very, very much. So,
absolutely. Can't wait to get up there, man. It'll
keep having fun, man. Appreciate you, David.
I'll do my best.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.